time again for the Skinny on Beauty, the one show where beauty and art and technology collide. With your host, Cheryl Hawley. Hey, Cheryl.
Hi, Paul. How's it going?
Okay.
Good, good. Welcome, everybody, to the Skinny on Beauty. I'm so thrilled to have our guest, Wendy, pronounce your name for us.
My name is Wendy Bouter.
So thank you, everyone, for tuning in today to the Skinny on Beauty. I'm here today, as we were mentioning, with Wendy Bouter, international contemporary artist whose artwork has unique and mesmerizing qualities. With roots in fashion and beauty industries, Wendy creates an art utilizing vivid colors to depict powerful women who exude confidence. Inspired by contemporary haute couture and fashion photography, Wendy has worked with many companies around the globe. If you're here today listening and have beauty or fashion brand that could use some creative expression and illustrations, listen closely to today's show. Or possibly you are an artist yourself longing to know what it takes to work with major brands, magazines, and the like. Wendy will be sharing her expertise and experience on today's show. So we're so happy to have Wendy here via Skype. We had some technical difficulties, so we're running a little behind today. She is calling us from the Netherlands today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
So, Wendy, you've been in fashion and cosmetics industry since an early age, and actually, you started out as a young yet accomplished makeup artist, where you managed to create your first company, Beauty Partner, and work with impressive brands like L'Oreal and Chanel and MAC Cosmetics, which is one of my favorites. So tell us, what was that experience like for you to start your own company?
Yeah, well, back at that time, it's like 12 years ago, I worked as a flight attendant and, you know, I had some time off and I was really into makeup and cosmetics, you know, like all the girls are pretty much at that age, you know, your early 20s. And, you know, I thought maybe I can take this to a serious business and start as a makeup artist and work for brands. And actually, the company grew and I had a lot of girls working, women, for cosmetics companies, you know, like promoting or be a beautician, beauty advisor. It was really nice to get the company onto that level.
Yeah, no, it sounds exciting. But, you know, after about 12 years, you were ready to revisit, you know, your first passion, which was as a painter and an illustrator, right? So at that time, you decided to go back and continue your education in the Netherlands, right?
Yes, I did. I went to an art school. It's called the Gerrit Rietveld Academy.
Wait, what was that?
Yeah. Well, it's a very, you know, well-known art academy in the Netherlands. And I studied there for just a year. It was a orientation year to see, you know, which way you want to go, which side you want to go into art. And I did painting and sculpture and design. And I did some fashion illustration courses. And it actually, you know, I thought, you know, I know what I want to make. I know this is, you know, I'm a beauty, fashion, cosmetics girl, and I have to do something with this, but in art.
Right.
So.
And yeah, so you did. You started doing it.
Well, what I make, I think it's in between painting and illustration because I like to work on large canvases, and I really love to make portraits of, well, they become dolls. I mean, they're my muses. They're, you know, more, they're not realistic faces with exaggerated eyes and lips and always a hint of something that is going on in fashion or in beauty. So, yeah, I look at magazines, I look at fashion photography, I look at, you know, everything that's now trending. I just look at it and interpret it. How do I say this? Did I say it right? Mm-hmm. Interpret it in my way as I like it, how I see this. And then I extract this.
Yes, and you actually, you post a lot on Instagram, which is how I actually found you. So your handle is Wendy, oh gosh, I'm going to spell it.
Just spell it.
B-U-I-T-E-R. Yeah. And so I found you there, and your illustrations are wonderful. They're definitely, you do exaggerate the eyes and the lips very much. And I was just curious, you know, what you need to know to create an illustration for one of the brands that you might work with.
Yeah, well, what you need to know is what do they want? What are they looking for? I mean, mostly it's about a specific color, or they want a specific element coming back into this. So, you know, some say, well, you're the artist, do whatever you want to do.
A lot of free expression.
I think I have not seen an artist make exactly what I make. But there are a lot of different illustrators that make sketches, make runway sketches, you know, but it's the same idea, only I work on it a little bit longer because my work may take up from an hour to several days. And right. They're large, you know,
right.
like, how do you say, like 40 inches mm-hmm. tall mm-hmm. or maybe even bigger. So I think I've developed a unique style that I have not seen.
I think you have too. What was one of the favorite brands that you worked with?
I really love to work with jewelry brands. You know, recently I've been working with some of them because I think that just happened. My dolls, my models, they wear mostly big earrings and bracelets and necklaces. And now I'm working with some jewelry brands, and I really love to work with them. One of them is Otazu. It's a Dutch brand with really nice statements. Jewelry, mm-hmm. and you know, I'm not really allowed to tell more about this, but I'm also designing some jewelry pieces, you know, that come back in my illustrations, in my paintings. So keep an eye on my Instagram.
Oh my god!
Couple of weeks.
Yeah, so you can release it then, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And what I also loved is last year there was a brand called by Plackinger. It's a German brand. Uh-huh. And I made a lovely flower for them. They were very specific on what they wanted to have, colors, and they sent me photos. And it was, this design was used in a fabric they produced. Uh-huh. And from that fabric they made clothes. So really nice. It was presented on Paris Fashion Week last October.
Really? Oh
yeah,
my gosh, I didn't
really
see
nice.
That one. Oh, we're going to have to get some of those pictures for the blog, for the post
it's
afterwards.
Yeah, on my Instagram, so.
I know that one of your goals is to sell your art to collectors worldwide through your site, which is your name, Wendy, WendyBuiter.com. Have you been able to accomplish this yet?
Yes. You know, I'm so excited to sell my art worldwide. You know, I have collectors in the U.S., throughout the U.S., in Brazil, in Australia, of course in Europe, you know, in the Netherlands, a lot of collectors in Italy. Well, everywhere. It's great.
And that's amazing. What would be some of your tips to other artists out there that are wanting to do the same thing and meet the same goal?
Well, develop your own style. I worked on this for like almost 3 years, so that takes a lot of time, so know to take that time. And well, you know what I do? I have a lot of ideas in my mind. I write them down, and weeks, months later, I look at them and I think, oh yeah, you know, I can do something with this. And it keeps me going, you know, it keeps me trying out new ideas,
inspired.
Working out something. Yeah. So I would give that as a tip, you know, just to go on and develop your own style and keep working on it.
And would you say to maybe like craft that style with a certain medium? Because I know that you work with various mediums, like acrylic paint and watercolor and neocolor and all of those things, right?
Would you say
that like one of those is maybe your strongest, or would you?
Well, I think what I think is the strongest is the mixture of it.
Uh-huh.
I think that is part of my style that makes it interesting to see watercolor, acrylic paint, and pencils and pens all mixed together. Yeah, so I like all of it. I like to use them all. But I like the neocolor water-soluble crayons that work so very well. I mix them with water. I mix them with acrylic paint. It's, you know,
oh, so they're good for blending.
Yes. Okay. You can use them for blending. Yes.
Okay.
I don't know if it's, you know, if this brand says you have to mix it with acrylic paint, but I just do that and it happens to have a nice effect. So that's also a tip for the artist. Just try experimenting on all different mediums. Yeah. Because you never know what you like to use.
Right.
And they do not teach you that at school.
And how many mediums? So I don't know if I have not posted my portrait that you did of me on my Instagram yet, but you have. So if you guys have seen it, I know that, you know, you've seen how amazing it is, but how many different mediums did you do on my portrait?
Oh, I think like 5 or 6. Yeah. I use them all. I use a pencil. It's graphite pencil, do you say? Yeah, I use a pen, just a normal black pen.
Yeah.
I use normal pencils, you know, like pastel pencils.
Uh-huh.
They're really soft. I use watercolor. I use aqua markers. So
yes.
They're markers,
uh-huh.
But they float. Yeah, they blend with water. I use the crayons. I use the acrylic paint. I use it all.
And how long did it take you to do that piece?
Well, on yours, I work like maybe 3 hours.
Oh, yeah, my gosh, thank
you. It's a large piece. It's, you know, it's big. I start with light gray, and then I work my way up into the final colors, yes. And then the highlights edit, yeah.
That's fantastic. Yeah, because I know we worked on some of the shading on my eyes, and I really liked what you delivered back. So you started with, tell us what you started with in the eyes.
Oh, yeah, I started with, you meant the blue.
Yeah.
So, and then I used like different tones of gray to make them pop. And then I added some hazel to it. And then I work with crayon, so in the eye, so it looks, you know, like looks real.
Yeah, I asked for like that sultry chic look, and you definitely gave me what I asked for, and that's what I love about how you work, you know, just from, you know, our first exchange. Because I literally sent her, you guys, just some like 3 or 4 JPEGs, and she said, just send me, you know, some pictures that you like of, you know, exaggerated looks, right? And so I sent her a few, and she combined them all and then made this amazing portrait of me. And I really was just like, oh, let's maybe add some more green to the eyes. And that was it. We were done. It was so simple.
Yeah.
I loved it. And, you know, and again, going back to your exaggerated looks that you use for the eyes and the lips, you know, what drew you to make these your focal point?
Yeah, I don't know. It just happens because I'm a makeup artist and, you know, eyes are, you know, the doors to your soul. You have to make them the center point, you know, like that's what's taking another viewer into the soul of the person or the painting you're making. So I really love to make, you know, eyes pop out and, well, not even pop out, but, you know, like they're pulling you inwards, you know. So, yeah, I think it's also something of these days, you know. When you look at the makeup trends, you know, just scroll through your Instagram, you see a lot of makeup tutorials with, you know, how to make the lips bigger, how to make the eyes bigger. And I think I do this in my art.
You do. And I see a couple paintings, you know, in your home there. How many do you think that you have?
Oh, a lot. You know, I've been drawing and painting the last 3 years full time.
Uh-huh.
So sometimes I make like 4 or 5 smaller ones a day. Sometimes one larger a day. So I think I have like 100 of those larger paintings and another 100 of those smaller.
Wow.
So yeah, I have a pile of paintings.
Yeah. And would you say you're at the point now where brands will come to you and ask you to, you know, create art for them instead of you having to pitch your work?
I never pitched, actually. I was just
you were always found.
Yeah,
right?
I'm always found, and you know, through Instagram, it's a wonderful stage to showcase your art and to get seen. It's also free marketing because, right. you know, I just post whatever I make and they find me through this. Not just brands, but also companies that want me to work with them for events or something.
So would you say that your career really took off when you started utilizing the Instagram platform?
Yeah, it's really motivating because you get a lot of feedback and clients, of course. So it's, I started it just to test, actually, if people like my work. And, well, it kept going, you know?
Oh, my goodness. So that's awesome. And did you teach yourself Instagram?
Yeah.
Yeah, you did. Okay. Well, so, you know, there's like, because it's the number one social media platform right now, so many people trying to like create these crafts to have a class of like learn how to grow your audience and, you know, these Instagram fly by your seat tricks. So I didn't know if maybe, and not, you know, and I know I said that kind of with a sarcastic tone. I'm not trying to downplay, you know, any of those offerings, but I was just wondering if maybe, you know, you stumbled across any of those and they were inspired by them, or if you just kind of, you know, hit the floor running and started, you know, creating the space on your own.
Yeah, I did. And, you know, when I started Instagram, it was like 2012. Uh-huh. There was, you know, there was nothing what you are saying. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I just started with posting and seeing what happened. And, you know, it's you just move on like that. And there are a lot of great examples to see, you know, there are even videos on YouTube explaining how to make a lovely feed or, you know, and there are some apps to use. And it's really nice to build on this.
Yes. There's one that I really like. It's called Planoly. Have you heard of it?
No, I use Unum. I don't know how to pronounce it, but it's UM, and then you can see your feed already with your pre-post. So it's really nice.
Okay, yeah, it's the same thing.
Flip them.
Yes. So you can plan your post ahead of time, right?
Yes. Exactly. That's what I'm using. It's probably the same.
Yeah, it sounds the same. And is this the only social media platform that you really utilize, say, on the daily basis?
Yeah, actually it is. You know, I have Twitter and Facebook, but it's not, you know, it's not what I'm very active on.
Right. No. So you get most of your stuff from Instagram. Do you do any other type of marketing for yourself through your website?
Well, you know, I have my newsletter every month.
Tell us about, I was going to ask that, but since we're on that now, tell us about the subscription membership, the service that you offer on your website.
Yeah, well, if people are really interested in my art and they want to know more about it, so they can sign up for my member list, and then the first day of the month, so March 1st will be the next, they get a artwork and they can download this to use for them to print at home or on whatever they want. Just a thank you for being on my list and, you know, liking my art.
And is the artwork usually like a portrait style or do you mix it up?
Well, I usually I select one artwork that I think everyone on my member list will like, and then they will receive this one. Yeah, it's mostly a portrait.
Seeing that you're in the niche market for, you know, in beauty and fashion, what would you say is your number one go-to for winter? Like, it's a must-have beauty piece and a must-have fashion piece.
You know, in the winter here in the Netherlands, we got the heaters on, so your skin get really dry. So what I use is a hand cream. I don't know if I can say a brand name, but I really like this natural cosmetic brand. It's Veleda. It's German, I think. So I use that for my hands, and I cannot go without it because, you know,
your skin gets really dry.
Yeah,
right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. And for the fashion must-have, you know, even though it's winter, you might want to wear blacks and dark colors, but you know, I always like to wear something white or off-white just to get, you know, the spring in your, or the summer colors in your face, although it's the dark days right now.
I know that you love to travel, and I was really hoping that you might come to sunny, because it is always sunny here, Southern California. Do you have any plans to make an appearance out here?
Not at this moment, but I hope so in the near future, because it would be lovely.
You know, going back to the traveling thing, what one place would you suggest as a must-see for an art student wanting to be inspired?
Well, that's a difficult one, because I could say you could travel the world. I could name some places to go to, but I think a lot of places are inspiring. But I think the one number one place to go to is just inside your head, because I think what you think of, what all your experiences are there. And if you take the time to go there and think about what you are, what you want to make, what you have the world to offer, you know, you can, you know, people want to see what's in your head. If you go there and you take the beauty of that into your work, you take it into your work, I think that's what artists should do to get inspired.
I love that. I totally did not expect that. I really like that. That's a very genuine and authentic answer. So thank you for that. Would you say that the pieces that you post on Instagram are the ones that you're currently selling, or where can we find those pieces?
Yeah, most of them are for sale, if not been sold yet. And you can find them on my website. If it's not on my website, people mostly, they direct message me by asking if it's available.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I update my website like once a month, so it might not be on it, but, you know, they can find it there.
Right, yeah. And the website is, Wendy?
Yeah, it's wendybiter.com.
Which is spelled B-U-I-T-E-R.
Yes.
Yes. It's been wonderful talking to you today, Wendy. Thank you so much for calling in from the Netherlands.
Thank you so much for having me on the show, Cheryl.
Yes. And before we sign off, I close all of my shows with an inspirational quote, something that you have held yourself accountable to one time or another. Did you bring your quote to share with us
today? Yes. This quote, that I use it more often when people ask me, what is your best quote? Because it's really something that I truly can relate to. It's by Walt Disney, actually. And it's, all our dreams can come true if we have the courage to pursue them. I don't know how to pronounce it very well, but I think that is something that I really believe in. Just go for it. Go for your dreams.
Yes, and I think that your art definitely depicts that too. Thank you so much for sharing your favorite quote with us. I love that. And thank you to all of my listeners. Don't forget, you can tweet me at Skinny on Beauty if you want to be a guest on my show. You may also reach out for consultation with me for building your own beauty or health brand presence online, in addition to social media marketing and PR services, at info@unitesocially.org or tweet me at @unitesocially. Thank you so much, everyone. Until next time, stay beautiful, Orange County.
You've been listening to Skinny on Beauty, the only show where beauty, art, and technology collide, like they did so well today with our guest. Right here in Orange County's only community radio station, OCTalkRadio.net.